Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Walter Kieschel is here, too. Walter Kieschel III has become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last 8 years. He's the former editorial director of the Harvard Business Review, former managing editor at Fortune Magazine, author of one of my favorite books, The Lords of Strategy. He's our good friend, Walter. Welcome back.
Thank you very much, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always. So, Walter, the big difference between a big company and a little company is in the level of sophistication. I mean, if you want to just make an overarching statement about the difference, you got to say, in my opinion, you got to say the level of sophistication, regardless of the assignment, sales, marketing, HR, whatever. Typically, small business owners aren't as sophisticated, and there's a reason for that, and it's not necessarily a bad thing. It doesn't necessarily hold them back all the time. But one of those levels of sophistication that's missing is in processes right. Of any particular part of the company, the whole process. And breaking it down further, one of the processes that go away in a small business, and I've talked about this a lot in the past, has been our approach to HR, the way we hire people, where we find them, the way we onboard them, that kind of thing. And then further than that, when we get them on board, how do we evaluate them? How do we give them feedback? How do we do an appraisal type of thing? These things break down in a small business and oftentimes are non-existent. Talk to us about it.
Well, I think that's true. And if you, by sophistication, you mean, as you say, processes? Do you have the processes in place? One of the reasons that bigger businesses may be more sophisticated is that they, you know, have more people that they.
Well, they can't operate. They can't operate without that kind of a track. I mean, they literally would fall apart without that kind of ligature to hold things together.
I think that's true, but I think one of the things that I've really changed my mind about in the last 10 or 15 years, I used to be a big fan of upward appraisals, that is, mm-hmm. asking your employees to appraise their managers or asking them to appraise you if they're working for you.
The 360 approach.
Right, 360 approach, or the peer-to-peer appraisals. I've come to believe that those are much less valuable or reliable than I used to think they were. I mean, there are certain circumstances where upward appraisals are good, but you almost have to have a big company with a process where you can have a human resources person who's interviewing the employees and then takes their comments, makes sure that they're anonymous, and then plays them back in a very palatable way to the boss. But, you know, not a lot of small businesses have that. And even in big companies, what I'm seeing, more and more of the research indicates that you ask people to rate other people, including people that are working for them or their peers, and you give them an elaborate system, rate them 1 to 5 on this dimension or that dimension, and people are terrible about that.
Yeah.
The real research shows that most of the variation in ratings will be due to the rater's personality. In a lot of cases, they don't have enough data. You're giving them really incoherent things, business competence, to supposedly rate the person on. And it just doesn't work, particularly when you're trying to assign numbers to this. And when you're
reviewing the person who is disciplining you.
Right. So what I think it's becoming more and more clear is that there are ways, and even in small businesses, there are questions that you can ask people that can get at some of these things, but they are not ratings and they don't involve attaching numbers to them. They are questions that go directly to what is your experience of working with this other person, and they focus on behaviors. So instead of asking, you know, rate this person on their competence for strategic direction, you say, would you turn to this person for help on this particular subject? Or how much do you would you like to work more time with this person or that person? Mm-hmm. Or if it's a boss and somebody and you're asking his or her opinion of an employee or a subordinate, you say, would you promote that person in the next 6 months? Yes or no? Why? Why not? Mm-hmm. So the point there is to, you know, ask questions, and including these are – we can talk about getting questions you're going to ask to try to get at how people look at your own performance. But they're questions that you ask, but they're all centered on what is your personal experience working with that other person. There you can gather some, you know, valuable and usually reliable information.
Right. Well, and this is you got to have, in order to pull this off, though, you got to have a couple of layers of management type of, a company with a couple of layers of management. I mean, if you've got this is if the typical small business out there has under 10 employees.
Right.
And it's a little bit difficult to do some of this. And for one thing, this just for the owner to be sophisticated enough to do this, but you really need to have a company in the above 10 employees, I think closer to 25, to be able to pull this off with any regularity and to get anything out of it. What do you think?
I think that's probably true because, I mean, if it's a really small company, then everybody is going to know what everybody else says about somebody else, and there may be gamesmanship going mm-hmm. on and playing. And besides, if it's a really small company, probably most people, including the owner or the operator, has a pretty good sense directly,
right.
him or her or his experience of the employee. You may not need it. Pretty tight quarters, exactly so. It's the really interesting questions, among the interesting questions, are if you are the operator of a small business like that, how do you get good information from the people that you're working with about how you yourself are doing?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that, of course, depends. I know you're very big on trust, and
mm-hmm.
but a lot of that depends on, you know, the trust that you can develop between you and your people. You know, you... questions like the ones that Mayor Ed Koch of New York used to ask, how am I doing? that's meaningless and worthless. But
if
you focus on specific episodes and say you're with your employees and you're dealing with a customer and it doesn't go well, and you after that say to them, can you give me two or three ideas on how I could have handled that situation better? I'll give somebody a prize of a stuffed animal for the best one or two ideas.
Right.
And then, of course,
you can just ask. If one thing you can do in a small company, you can ask about improvements to any particular thing, and that'll pinpoint a person pretty quickly. Hold on to that thought. Right back with Walter Kuechel. More to come on this after these messages. Walter Kuechel III and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.